he can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Hi there, friends, I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail again today. So how about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's cause we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, it's for a few moments of song and storytelling. Of course, when I say we, I'm including those fellas just across the trail there, the Sons of the Pioneers. They've been waiting for you to come up the trail, too. And now that you're here and comfortably settled, they're going to start off this little outdoor get-together of ours. So just relax and let's hear some mighty fine singing, huh?
I have heard the thunder rolling out across the mountains high, where the wind is singing through the clouds, drifting through the sky. It's a song of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Flash of lightning flashing on a mountain trail.
I have seen those yawning canyons and I've climbed the highest peak. I've felt the wind, the sun, and rain upon a carefree cheek. It's a song of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Yawning canyons, good companions on a mountain trail.
I have seen the burst of glory, and I've felt the mighty hand. The one who made all this out here and made me what I am.
I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar. And the hymn of hymns to mountain men, I'll hear it evermore. It's the
song
of the trail.
It's the song of the trail.
Timbers singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail.
I have seen the burst of glory and I've felt the mighty hand. The one who made all this out here and made me what I am.
I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar. And the hymn of hymns to mountain men, I'll hear it evermore.
It's a song
of the trail.
It's a song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail.
The song of the trail.
Song of the Trail. Now, there's an invitation to every one of us to enjoy the wonders and the pleasures of the great American outdoors. But that invitation carries with it a little plea that we be careful with fire, always. The simple truth, friends, is that 9 out of every 10 forest fires are caused by human carelessness or thoughtlessness. Now, this kind of places the responsibility on every American, man, woman, and child, to assume his individual part of the job in keeping our woods and forests and the rangeland, too, free from fire. Believe me, friends, it isn't always the other fellow who's careless and lets fire break away. It can be you or me, too, if we're not careful. So, dear hearts and gentle people, that leaves it squarely up to you and me, doesn't it?
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because the dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down. They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes. I've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with picket fence and rambling road. I feel so welcome each day that I return, that my happy heart keeps a-laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown. I feel so welcome each day that I return, that my happy heart keeps a-laughing like a clown. I love the dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my hometown.
Yes, friends, when it comes to holding down that Red Devil forest fire, you and I,
Well, we've got to shoulder our personal responsibility. And think about it this way. All of us are pretty careful with fire in the house, aren't we? Now, we've set up a whole pattern of care with fire at home. Now, why can't we extend those good habits to when we're outdoors? For example, you wouldn't toss a lighted match or a burning cigarette down on the living room rug, would you? Then why do it when you're out in the woods or when you're driving along some country road or through the forest? See what I mean? Let's spread the good habits and lock up the bad ones once and for all. That way we can put an end to man-caused forest fires in this country. We'll be hearing from Smokey Bear soon on the same subject, but in the meantime, I'm sure we can count on the Sons of the Pioneers to help us in this fight against forest fires. Can't we, boys?
You don't need to worry none about us, Billy. We're the carefulest fellows with fire when we're out that you ever saw.
You bet. We break every match we use into little pieces. That way we make sure it's out cold. Because no one in his right mind will grab the hot end of a match to break it. You make sure it's out first. Then you break it. That's the final test.
Yes, sir. And when we build a little warming or a campfire, we make sure that baby is out before we leave it. And dead out.
And Billy, if everyone would do the same with their matches and outdoor fires, you can bet your life the skies would never be cluttered up with the black clouds of smoke that go rolling up out of a forest on fire.
There's a blue sky way out yonder. That's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky way out yonder. That's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky away out yonder that's calling me home.
I'm tired of roaming around, mighty tired, mighty blue. Somehow I never have found any place like the home I once knew.
There's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a calling me home.
Sky way out yonder. And that's the way it ought to be all the time. Don't just take my word for it, friends. There's a fella coming up the trail now who can tell us how to do it. He's Smokey Bear.
Hello there, folks. Believe me, folks, it's up to you to keep the forests and woods green and productive. And you can do it. Just come through on these four simple rules. 1, crush out your cigarette, cigar, and pipe ashes. 2, break your matches in two after you use them. 3, drown your campfire with water, then stir it and drown it again. 4, find out all you can about your local and state laws before you use fire outdoors. That's how you can help, folks. It's up to you. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. You know, friends, I guess if anyone through the years has loved and appreciated all the values of our forests, it's the American Indian. It's in tribute to these fine people and the part they're playing in keeping our forests green and producing that the Sons of the Pioneers are doing this next number. The song is called Nahani.
Long ago it was here I know lived the fairest Indian maid, daughter of a chieftain brave. Here beside the lake she stayed. Far and near the waters clear blessed her from their deep domain, blessed her with this lovely name. Nehani, it must be, she is heaven's daughter. For her eyes and the skies form the lake's clear water. Sunlight plays dancing rays while the ripples bless her. On the shore evermore where the waves caress her. Far along the shimmering shoal, the shallow waters clear, echo to her lovely voice as she is drawing near. See her smile all the while, for the sunbeams taught her to be gay all the way. Nehani, clear water. Nehani. Nehani.
And that's the story of Nehani. Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail now. I know you've got a lot of things to do. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree again. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service and the station you're listening to, that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Oh, incidentally, our next get-together is going to be the last for a while. It's going to be kind of special, too. Directed to all of Smokey Bear's junior forest rangers and their moms and dads. So all of you youngsters and grown-ups alike, be sure to join us when we meet again under the old pine tree. Until we say hi to each other again, please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, friends, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires. Well, so long for now from Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and from those wonderful fellas who sing your favorite songs of the outdoors the way you like to hear them, the sons of the pioneers.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, howling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.